Pep still dealing with the same thing as last week?
Yep. He was out initially for all the walkthrough stuff and then went in, worked with the trainers.
Ron, you've dealt with a lot of distractions over the year. How would you characterize what Cam said yesterday and how the team's dealing with that?
Well, I think Cam made a mistake. I understand he had a conversation where he pretty much said that he shouldn't have said what he said. And so as far as I'm concerned, what I'd like to do is talk about getting ready for the Detroit Lions, who we play on Sunday. Thomas, he was limited today. He did some things, looked pretty good, moved around, took his reps. I've got no concerns about it. I mean, he was full participation, so he should be ready to roll.
These past 2 weeks, we've talked about the weaker defenses and the Saints and Patriots, but the Lions, 11 takeaways these first four games. Do they feel like maybe the most complete team you've faced so far?
Well, I think they're a good football team. I really do. I think defensively they play very fast, and they make things happen. And I think the thing that we all have to understand as far as attacking them is we can't turn the ball over. On the inverse, we've got to take the ball away. You know, they've done some really good things. They protected the ball on the offensive side. So I think this will be a really good test for us. You know, I think, you know, as we look at things, hopefully with the way we played against New England, we can carry that over into this week.
Along those lines, with Demetrius still not practicing, Jairus Byrd, the new man, next man up?
Well, you know, we're looking at what Colin Jones did and can do for us. You know, he's been in the system, and we're trying to bring Jairus along gradually. You know, he's been off for a few weeks. You know, we brought him in during training camp, had a chance to sit down with Jairus to see where he was mentally and physically, and, you know, we felt he was a guy that if we had to, we could bring in, and that's exactly what we did. You know, he's had a good couple of days already. He's picking things up very quickly, so we really do think that, you know, going forward, he's going to be able to help us.
You think he'll start?
Well, we'll see. He's had a couple of good days, but so has Colin. And Colin's been in the system, and Colin has started for us before in the past as well. So we just feel that we'll see how things are going. But, you know, both guys have practiced well.
I don't see Matt on here, but it looked like he had something going on at practice, Khalil.
Yes, he did. He had a slight twinge in his groin, and so we slowed him down. So I think that should be corrected. No, that's fine. Thank you. No, he did, actually.
The shift to where Stewart is getting a lot more carries than earlier on in the season. Do you feel like you guys are starting to find your sweet spot with that balance for those guys?
I think so, and it goes back to what I said earlier and after, I think it was week two, about, you know, we've got a new shiny new toy. Let's be smart about what we do and try and find that balance. And I think Mike and them have done that. I think, again, you know, Jonathan's value for us, obviously, is the primary runner. He's a very good downhill runner with the explosiveness and power that you really want. And, you know, a back like him can take over a game, especially with a lead. And, you know, he showed it. Now, I know he had the fumble in the game, but the very next series we came right back and gave it back to him on the very first play. And he ground one out for about 8 or 9 yard gain, I believe it was.
I know we touched on it briefly yesterday, but speaking in terms of Worley and Bradbury, they've already faced two future Hall of Famers. What different threat does Stafford pose?
I'll tell you, I like the receiving core. I really do. It's a mix of quick guys, fast guys, and tall guys. And so I think as far as the DBs are concerned, you know, that's their challenge, is who they're going to be matching up with against. But with Matthew, too, is his ability to throw the ball all over the place. I mean, he's got a strong enough arm. He can zip it in there. He can throw the deep outs. He can throw the nine routes. So he possesses, I think, a little bit more arm strength than both, you know, the both previous two quarterbacks that we faced in Breeze and Brady.
You've talked about Stu's kind of demeanor before, and the question earlier today was about sharing carries or whatever with – but this is a guy who's really done it all his career. Does that take a certain kind of personality at any position to be comfortable with that?
I think it does. I think the biggest thing that everybody needs to understand about Stu is you know, he's always been a team player. And you know, even when he had his own opportunity a couple of years ago, he was more than happy to see the other guys carry the ball just because he's that kind of a player. And it started with he and D'Angelo, and the two of them are a tremendous tandem. We have a different type of tandem now, I think, and again, I think it really involves the whole group of running backs and using them to the best of their abilities. But you're right, Stu's got the right kind of temperament, I think, that lends to this very well.
Coach, we talk about Cam as a mobile quarterback. And speaking with Bradbury today, he said that that really prepares the defense during practice when they face a quarterback like they will see in Matt Stafford as far as mobility and things of that nature. How much do you think he's helped that defense, especially your young secondary, kind of prepare for those types of quarterbacks?
Well, you know, when you have a guy like Matthew that will move around in the pocket and on occasion will tuck it and run, you know, you as a defender have to make sure you understand, you know, where you are, where your leverage is. That way when that guy starts to scramble and run, you know, you try to push that guy to where your help is, whether it's a hole help or it's the post help or a half help. And I think, again, part of that is just understanding, you know, what this guy brings to the table. He doesn't really look to scramble and run. He looks to scramble and buy time for his receivers to get open. And we've had to do a couple of plaster drills where guys are, you know, when that happens, everybody starts yelling plaster and they just get to the nearest guy and basically hug up on him.
Did you answer Mario Addison? I'm sorry, does he look like he's not going to be
able to? Oh, no, Mario had a couple of real good sessions today. They had him off to the side. I went over and watched him in one particular session just to make sure. You know, and he's sore. I mean, he hyperextended it, so he's really sore. And, you know, the last 2 days, you know, they've had him working on the side. He said he's felt better and better. I'll be honest, I anticipate seeing him out on the practice field tomorrow doing something. Charles Johnson should be out there. Julius will be around. Jonathan will be around. You know, I do anticipate those guys practicing tomorrow.
Think about where Tyler Larson is now that he's
back. Oh, yeah. Tyler, you know, for the most part, I know we had him down as full participation from yesterday, and that was good to see. I saw him doing some extra work, too, as well with Coach Matsko, so I think he felt good enough to do it.
When you have a guy like Bird come in and he's expected to fill a need, what kinds of things do you do to catch him up to speed as quickly as possible?
Well, I think the best thing, more so than anything else, is get him in early. And then, like today, he came in, he spent some time with the safeties coach, Coach Rogers. And then before practice, he was out on the cans. And, you know, we used the cans to simulate the offensive line. We had a couple of coaches pretending to be receivers. And then we had some of the other DBs. And I think now Luke wasn't over there. One of the other linebackers was over there pretty much communicating. And I think the biggest thing that they try to do at that point is mimic what they'll get in terms of formations. The biggest thing, more than anything else, too, is really about the lingo, making sure everybody understands what the code words are and the hand signals are, more so than anything else. That's part of getting up to speed because, I mean, coverages are coverages. It's just a matter of what you call them, you know. And when I was, you know, when I was with Coach Smith in Chicago, we used red, white, and blue. Red was one, you know, white was two, and blue was three. Now it means something different for us here. But that's kind of what, you know, you got to get to understand and get a feel for.
To Devin, and he said he sometimes feels like he's misunderstood because he's a private person. Any examples of that you could tell about from early on in his career?
Well, I think the biggest thing for Devin, more so than anything else, is just getting to understand him. I mean, he's a very prideful mm-hmm. young man. When he makes a mistake, he gets hard on himself, probably harder than we get on him. And sometimes he'll clam up. And I think people just got to understand that when he gets like that, he's really trying to think himself through things. He's a very competitive young man who really wants to do very well. And you know, he and I have had some great conversations this year, and I think I've gotten to understand him better just because he's opened up.
Coach, can you say anything or do you know anything about the apparent stalking report that was filed with CMPD from practice yesterday, which listed Cam Newton as the victim?
No. I know there was something there, and that's about it. I have no knowledge of that.
As far as keys, Coach, specifically on both sides of the ball, for you guys to have the best chance for success?
Well, I think offensively, first of all, protect football because they do take it away and they do a great job with that. And then again, I think we've got to run the ball successfully and protect our quarterback. Defensively, I think we got to take the ball away. We got to get their quarterback off the mark and we've got to shut down their running game. They've got some dynamic backs, guys that have the ability to make things happen, game breakers. And then on special teams, you know, we've got to win the field position battle. I mean, we've been successful with that. You know, there's a series of things that, you know, that we look at, you know, we get from our analytics guy. And one of the things that we talk about on special teams is winning the field position battle. we've won it 3 out of 4 times, and those 3 that we've won the football game. So special teams is going to play big in this game.
And is Velarde a big part of that?
Yes, he has been a very big part of it. Unfortunately, last week he only had 1 punt, but when he's punted the ball well for us, he's really helped flip the field and given us opportunities and chances as a defense to keep people pinned up.
What do you feel is the key for you guys to continue to deal with the injuries that you guys have?
Next guy up, mentality. One of the really good things about last week was we found out that some young guys, some guys in some backup positions were able to step up. You know, and I credit the position coaches at that point. I really do. I mean, you think about what we had to do with wide receiver, you know, with what Lance and Koch did, you know, Jericho did in terms of getting those guys going when Demir broke his forearm, you know, and then having to have Fizey Whitaker play wide receiver for us, you know, with Coach Skipper and those guys. And then on the defensive side, having to shuffle in the guys that we did at defensive back, you know, Curtis Fuller and Richard Rogers and, you know, Jeff Immemora, I thought they did an excellent job of preparing these guys and then trying to deal with it. And then for the coordinators, because it's going to change the way you approach the game and certain plays that you're going to call, whether it's coverages or it's passing plays. And then the guy that's really going to work the hardest are the special teams coaches, just because now a guy that was, you know, a primary guy for you now as a specialist, now all of a sudden he's being moved in a playing role. You've got to try and find ways to give him a break every now and then. So I thought the coaches handled that very well.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about focus. Going into these games, I know there's been a lot of things that you had answered to, you know, first the protests and then the Cam comments and then, you know, even to the stalking stuff. Are you saying anything to the team about focus, or are you putting it on them that they need to block all that out and just focus on the game in front of them?
Well, you know, I talked to them, you know, today, and I said to the guys, you know, this really is, there's some issues out there that we have to deal with, but be where your feet are. When you're on the football field, you know, be on the football field. When you're in the meeting room, be in the meeting room. Try to maintain your focus and stay composed. It's difficult, it is, and these are trying times. I believe that, and I understand that there's some very serious issues out there, you know, and you know, this country's dealt with a lot of them lately, from the hurricane disasters to the very terrible incident in Las Vegas to this. I mean, these are all issues that are important.
One other thing about Cam, have you talked to him about those comments, or will you?
Well, I pretty much have made my comments, guys. I just want to leave it at that.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thank you, guys.